All right, everybody, welcome back to Rev It Up. I'm your host, John here, John Bagley here, and we're at the 64th annual World of Wheels show in Kansas City, Missouri. And it's a different demographic down here than what I'm usually used to. So I see a lot of lowriders, and as I call it up in Wisconsin, I guess we call them the Southern trucking style boys, I guess. Well, that's what I see on the internet. So I see he's already rolling his eyes. So yeah.
You won't see no squad trucks in Missouri.
Thank God.
You got to go way south for that.
You got to go way south for that. So that's why.
That's some Carolina boys.
Yeah. So I was walking through the show with Austin and a couple other guys, and we saw these killer trucks over there. And I noticed they were different, kind of like more something I would drive, because they actually had 3/4 tons and actually killer, like you can put some horsepower on it. So I ran into you, Scout West Watson.
Yeah, Scout.
Okay, Scout. Okay, cool. So you and your buddy got Reckless Money.
Yeah, Reckless Money.
I love the name. I mean, it came through.
When you're building these trucks like this, you got to have money and you got to be reckless with it if you really want to build something. So
it's just like when we were kids, man.
Yeah, Reckless Money was a name and it fit for us. But we do automotive detailing products because we're always, go to all these shows, we're always wiping our trucks down and stuff
everywhere.
Like that. So all the time doing it.
Yeah, I think I talked to you guys in the booth. The first thing I noticed is how the demographic of everything has changed. Like I was talking to Larry, the PR guy here for, you know, Autorama, and how the truck used to change when you and I were growing up. You know, I said I'm from Wisconsin, and your buddy told me it was a Mickey Thompson. I said, yeah, that was kind of pavement power truck. We had Groundhogs and Super Swamp back on little
boggers.
Boggers, yeah, you got boggers. And, you know, half tons had 15s, and the other one, the guy had 16.5 on a 3/4 ton. That was it. You know, and now, what are the typical rims you guys run nowadays?
It's Liberty Forge, American Forces. I rock Hostile Forged. Okay. Buddies, few of them rock KG1s.
Okay.
Now it's the bigger and wider, the better now. Instead of, you know, 2 decades ago, it was more tire, less wheel.
Yeah,
now it's less tire, more wheel.
Yeah, it's all about that wheel. And you guys have, now, like you just showed me a picture of your truck. Now, we've got two trucks over there. What are the size of those rims on those?
The black truck is 30 by 16 on 42s.
On 42s.
Yep. The red one is a 24 by 14. And then the dually is a 26-inch wheel.
Wow. Yep. What's the average rim cost nowadays?
Do you really want to know? let's just say the 30s, you could have bought a brand new car.
That's what I figured.
No. Right? Yeah. Thanks, Dakota.
Yeah. It was, you know, I look back at, you know, we still build some old schools up by us, and I love a still old school truck. It's
cool. Oh, yeah.
You know, my brother is building actually a 77 high boy and a 79 old school.
Yep.
16.5 with some 38s and stuff on it. And he was complaining about the Alacola rims he bought for it. There's some 16.5s, and he's like, man, these things are like $250. Yeah. And I'm like, that's my brother. And, oh, dude, it's so cheap. And I'm like, and he's talking about how the tires. I mean, I think the tires are so pretty compared. They were like $400 a copy. Like, you know, so what's the rubber cost? What's the tire cost?
I run 40, 15, 50, 26, and they're $1,000 a piece.
$1,000 a piece for the rubber.
Just for the rubber.
Just for the rubber, right? Yeah. Man, it has changed so much. I mean, and the cost of the truck, Who would have thought trucks that you and I were running out of high school? And now I was just talking to a guy with a short box.
A couple grand. Now you're spending.
Yeah, it's a house.
Yeah, it's gone way up there. But I guess money has dropped or whatever, too. And it's, you know, that was different back then than it is now.
It is. It's crazy what these kids doing, what they got going on. I mean, and, you know, what you guys have going on. There's obviously 3 builds over there that are your partner's trucks, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
and yours isn't here yet, but now because you're still building yours. Now, do you at the shop? Do you just build your own rigs, or are you doing for customers, or what? Describe the shop a little bit.
This is the first one that we've done. So my buddy owns a car lot.
Mm-hmm.
So we got this red Ford in that the motor was a 6.0, supposed to be bulletproof diesel.
Always.
And couldn't really sell it, and we were like, "Hey, why don't we just build it? Let's just build it, and we'll show it, and then we'll sell it."
Yeah.
So we started doing that. And then once you start something, it's just, I mean, you want to do this and you want to do that. So you want to spend just to get out of it. But when you're done, man, it's money well spent. It might be a little reckless, money.
I love it. I love the reflection back. Now that's the big red Ford that's over there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I love that truck. Yeah. That's actually the one I stopped by, the white one behind it, the Chevy behind it.
Yep. That's actually the tow pig.
That's
what we tow the other two trucks with.
Oh man, that's a hell of a tow.
We're like, why not just bring this one into the show too and show it off?
It's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous.
A white truck's my favorite truck. A white truck is my truck. It's not my truck, but it's my
truck. But it's I like that. It's not my truck, but it's my truck.
You can have the other two. You can have mine too. Yeah. I just want the tow pig. I mean, he doesn't like a thick ass, you know? I like a dually.
What kind of man doesn't like a thick ass?
Right.
I mean, it's just anybody can have that stick Barbie doll.
Yeah.
It don't work for me.
No, don't work for me either.
No. Nope. Some of those guys like that arm candy crap, and I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good with all that. Not me. I like that. I love my dually. I like my thick ass too, so it's good. As far as that goes with the other one, now there was an interesting story that came out of your partner over there when I was talking to you. Now, the red Ford, you guys are building it, and it's actually going to be a raffle truck. Is that true?
Yep. It's going to be, we're going to raffle it off. We're going to do $250 for a raffle, and we're only going to send out 250 tickets.
250 tickets.
Yep. So out of 250 tickets, one's going to win. I mean, odds got to be way better. I mean, you do all these Legend Supply or you can, spend $50, but who else is spending $50?
Well, that's just it. You go through and you do all this stuff. And what do we've been doing raffles forever. I mean, the ones that you actually spend the kind of money now, we did some stuff for like Camp Freedom and stuff like that. And you spend a little more money, you got more risk, but it's better,
Right.
So, and when are you guys raffling that truck off?
In 2 weeks, we're going to advertise it for the raffle.
Okay.
And then as soon as 250 tickets are raffled,
and then
the next week we'll announce the winner for it.
Okay.
We'll
have you started selling yet?
No, we will in 2 weeks.
Oh, you want 2 weeks? Okay. Yeah. There we go. Okay. Gotcha. Well, how am I going to buy a ticket then if I'm here?
And you got to stay in touch with us, bro.
Oh, man. All right. Look, he's already asking for phone numbers. It's like, I can see where this is going already. I want to talk to you. What are you doing today? All that stuff. I need another beer. I need some dinner.
I do. It's where's that nurse at?
Yes. Didn't you bring a beer catcher, beer runner for you? I see him out here. He's look at the smile. He's like, man, I forgot. I'm going to yell that over there.
He's a little too young. He's,
Yeah, he's a little too young. I'll send one of my guys over there. Kyle can go get it
here,
for
take
you.
My money.
Take my money,
I told you I was reckless with my money, right?
There you go. Kyle, get over here. You got he'll go spend it on T-shirts or clothing.
Hey, as long as you bring me a beer back, I don't care.
He don't care. Yeah, he doesn't care. He left it on there. See ya. So, all right, so the trucks that are over there are diesels. Now, you just told me you're a gas boy. What did you tell me? It's either for towing or hauling?
Diesels are for harming or for falling. If you ain't hauling and you ain't farming, why the hell you need a diesel for?
That's true. What about rolling coal, man? I mean,
that's all they want diesels for, and they don't even know how to drive the damn bit.
I laugh when we were just comparing that, because I have diesels that I have. I got Duramaxes, too. And we drive them for towing everything.
Yeah, for towing.
And every kid that comes and works by me doesn't haul anything. They can't, they got the suspension shocks. They threw all the airbags in it. They didn't spend the right money, and they couldn't even hook up the trailer. But it rolls coal like crazy.
Right. That's all they want them for. They're not using them for the function they were made for. But I mean, it sure does look cool going around the road, though.
That does look really cool. Wrong call.
For sure.
So now when you got, you've been walking around the show. What do you think about the show so far?
I like it. I mean, I'm starting to see more and more trucks.
Yeah.
At, World of Wheels the last 2 years, more and more trucks. I think trucks are getting more popular, but I think the cars are making a run back for it too.
Yeah.
So, it's a pretty good show. World of Wheels starts off our show season too. So
yeah,
it's a kickoff.
That's the same thing in our season. Yeah. We're from Wisconsin, and you guys are, you're right from here, Kansas City area.
Yeah. Okay. We're just an hour north of here.
Okay, that's not too bad for you.
No, not at all.
Okay, so when you do the show, you stay right here locally, right across the street or something.
For this one, now we just go back home.
You just go back home. Okay, got you.
All the other shows, we'll get an Airbnb and stuff like that.
Okay. So how many years have you guys been showing at the show? At World of Wheels here.
At World of Wheels, I think this is our fourth year.
Okay.
Or second year for Reckless.
Second year for Reckless.
4 years with the black truck with six figures.
Okay.
And then 2 years with the Reckless.
Okay. Okay. Very cool. And Now, have you got so you always just you always been a truck guy, car guy, motorcycle guy? What is
everything
reckless with money with everything or what?
Yeah, with everything. I've been through the cars, I've been through the motorcycles, you know, now I'm doing trucks, and then I'll probably go back to the motorcycles and then go to the cars and back to the trucks.
And that's just a little theme thing that you can do.
Just keep it going.
Yeah, as long as you're having fun, man, who cares?
Oh, right? Yeah, for sure. If you're not having fun, then why are you doing it?
That's true. I mean, it's all about the hobby. It's all about the sport and everything you get going on. Yeah. So since you've been here now, how long you been doing the build that you have now? The truck that you just bought, the white truck?
For mine, I bought it on April Fool's 2 years ago.
Okay.
In the actual April Fool's. I was down in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Doing storm cleanup, and I saw that, and I bought it and started slowly adding to it. Yeah. And then the more money you make, the more money you want to spend on it. So then it's like, all right, we got to do this, and we got to do that, and we got to do that. But I do all my own work, too. I don't send mine off to somebody else to do it. I mean, I did the damn lift kit in my driveway.
Oh, yeah, sure. A lot of us did, yeah.
Right. And
not everyone's got a shop.
Right, and then send it off to Troy at Bearded Customs for all the powder work.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, then get all the parts back, build it back in my driveway. But now we got a shop, so now it's a lot easier for us to do that. It's not sitting
in my
hand.
It's nice shop, believe me. I know.
With the lift and all that. Oh, yeah.
It's so much easier.
Yeah, a lot easier.
It's so much easier. So for the average guy or kid or whatever that's looking at Reckless Money's display and everything else like that, and they look at a truck like any ones you have there or the picture of your truck.
Mm-hmm.
And they buy even an average used truck, a nice used truck is what, 30, 40 grand?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, and that's a used truck these days.
Yeah.
So now to get it to the stock look that they got to a Reckless Money look, what are we talking?
Man,
I bought mine
for $15,000 and I got 15 in it already.
15 and 15.
And that's wheels, tires, lift. And then wrap and stuff like that.
They're wrapping all stuff on too, yeah.
All the other stuff, the bumpers, the hood, you know, the rock lights, the wheel lights. I mean,
it goes so fast, huh?
Yeah, it gets reckless.
Because I think I just love, I mean, the way you guys do it. And I know you're not doing it for a plug. It's just the way it is. The reckless just comes out. I mean, and the way the money just dumps out.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in racing and did all this stuff for years and bikes and cars and all this stuff. And before you know it, it's like, you know, $1,000, $2,000 like that.
Yeah.
And even after I would buy a car, I'm like, oh, I'm going to get it running next week. And like the motor tranny be sitting in it. And I'm like, oh, I'll get it running. And all of a sudden it's like $5,000 later. I'm like, why isn't it out the garage yet? You know, I'm like, what did I do? I'm like,
did you keep adding stuff too?
No, it's just like, and I can't even, I've been doing it my whole life, you know, and I run the shop. I mean, it's my shop.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where do I come up with these numbers? Because it just, this doesn't at all, like, whatever. And now it's so funny. Yeah. And now Jess, my girl's at home, when she's like, we flip cars and we have a lot of fun too. I'm like, oh yeah, this car will be really good. We'll flip this. And it's already got an LS sitting in it. And I'll just, it's got the standalone system. We'll just do it real quick. And next thing you know, she's like, get O'Reilly's bill for like $4,000 again and AutoZone. So I'm like, what? I'm like, for what car? She's like, I don't know. She goes, but I'm like, well, I don't know. I don't know what to say. You know, like, but well, it's funny. It's like reckless money. I love this. Yeah,
you
got to
think of it as an investment, though, too.
We do. I mean, yeah,
you might not get all your money back out of it.
No,
but you're going to get some of it back. And if it makes you happy, why the hell not?
And that's the one thing we do. We have a lot of fun with everything that we do. And just like you, I mean, I can tell talking with you guys. Just the 30 seconds I met you guys, I said, hey, you guys want to be in podcast? You guys both look like a bunch of deer in the headlights. Like, listen, you're doing it. I was laughing.
This is a mild show for us.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because it's indoors. But we go to these truck shows and stuff
that. I can just imagine. I've been to those.
I will wait for Travis to give me the go-ahead to start drinking. And then once we start drinking, that's where the scalp comes out.
That's where the scalp comes out. Yeah.
That's where all the fun comes out.
I didn't get to touch base on the scalp subject.
We have this 3-foot diesel stack exhaust tip that we chug beer out of.
I like it. I'm listening.
Somebody will hold it, somebody will pucker up, and I mean, it's this long.
Yeah.
And it's just, you shotgun your beer, you pour the beer down.
So I'm from Wisconsin. We drink a lot of beer and we're big drinkers up there. So that's what, but beer pong, do all stuff. They do beer pong and all stuff.
You don't want that smoke, bro.
No.
You don't want that. So you'll get drunk if you play beer pong against me.
Nowadays I bring the college kids up there, you know, and do stuff. So I got a couple experience ones in the trailer, you know, but, you know, I'm not going to say I'm going to hang with you anymore. And wait, I'm not stupid. I've already,
Yeah, you're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that.
But I know a long time ago when my brothers and my dad used to go, we were hunters and coon hunters, and we used to go down south. And my dad used to go down south and buy coon dogs and everything. Yeah. And my brother would always go down and buy their Chevelles because we're from Wisconsin. It's Rust Country. So we'd come down here and get cars.
Yeah.
We still do it, you know? So, but no, you never take a sip of moonshine from somewhere down south. You never do any stuff. No.
No.
I'm not going to play that game with you ever. No.
Right. Before you do that, you got to give them your emergency contact information before you take the drink of moonshine. That way they know who to call.
I get that. I could definitely see the emergency moonshine going down for sure. And I can see you're one of those that would drink a case of beer and, you know, be like, okay, you guys ready to go out to the bar or something now? You know,
yeah, what are we doing?
Yeah, that's it. It's like the story. We're going to go out. We're going to hurt some people. We're going to wreck some stuff. And be like, I need you to help me. Like, well, whose car are we taking? It's like, that's the way it goes.
Yeah, for sure.
No, it's so truck competitions, gas. So you do any competitions with the trucks?
No, just show. But this red one has a lot of power. Yeah. I mean, a lot of power.
I heard a story behind that with the stack and the cup.
Oh, God, the Stanley hood stack.
Yeah. Tell me about that, because I walked over to it and I walked by. I thought it was a Stanley cup just sitting on it, of course. You know, but that's your stack coming out of the hood.
Yep. You know, when they have that pink and red Stanley cups that everybody was over for, whatever it was, for Target.
Oh, whatever.
Thing. People fighting over this cup and stuff like that. Yeah. You know?
The stupidest things ever.
My buddy sat on the hood of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And then as he looked at it, he put it on where the tubing for the stack is for the exhaust. He put it on there and it just fit perfect.
Okay.
So he went and grabbed a cutting wheel. Cut the bottom of it off. Stuck it in there, and then fire it up, and that baby's rolling coal out there. I mean, we got a TikTok of it on.
I heard something. There's like a million views on it.
Yeah, it's stupid, stupid. But
it's the dumbest things. But we were just talking about what the dumbest things you get views on.
Yeah, and Travis always comes up with these crazy ideas, and some of them are far fetched, and some of them like, dude, you're brilliant.
That's all it takes. I mean,
he goes some of your stuff is great, but some of your stuff is really, really great. Like I bought him a pen and paper, a notebook.
Okay.
So whenever he thinks about this stuff, he can write it down so he'll remember, because he forgets so much, so many things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'd be like,
of course.
Yeah. So you got to write this stuff down now, bro. After the Stanley Cup, every idea you got, he's got to write it down. Did you hear that, Travis? Write your shit down. Okay.
Yeah. So, and we get the same thing too. It's like, you know, you come up with an idea, it's on a napkin, you know, it's like you gotta figure out, like, wow, that was a good idea. You know, how do we figure that out? You know, but it's just the same thing, you know? Mm. And so the Stanley Cup. So is there anybody from Stanley come out here? Do you get a, you
know, no, not yet.
No, but Stanley didn't give you any cups yet or
not? No, nothing like that. But really? No. We tagged Stanley in it too and stuff.
Of course, yeah. They know, they can see it.
Right, and then, you know, the thing about it too is, I guess the bottom of their cups have lead in them or something too, so that's another thing on, you know, TikTok, social media going around about the Stanley Cup. So Stanley's got all this, but I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, he's still got the handle on it, and it just fit right down in that stack so good that why not do it?
He pulled it off when I was over when you were talking over there. He pulled it off and kind of came up and came through.
And then we have a badass Reckless Money hood stack made for it, but
I just need the red one.
Stanley Cup, just, you know, it stuck out, and we started to go with it. Sorry, Jordan, that one, that stack's a lot better. So
it'll stick away and do that. Yeah,
yeah.
No, I like it. I dig it. I think it's really cool. Well,
yeah.
I mean, it's been a blast talking with you at Reckless Money. I mean, and so what's next? What's the upcoming for Reckless Money?
I think we had one of the guys from here asked if we're going to go to Omaha World of Wheels in March, and we're free that weekend.
So you're going to go?
So we might do that. And then we have, at the end of March, we have Orange Beach Invasion in Orange Beach, Alabama, Gulf Shores or whatever.
Okay.
And then we got iDrive in Orlando, Mother Road down here in Joplin, which ain't too far away. That'd be a good show. Maybe you should come out for that.
I'm going for that one. We'll stay in touch, obviously.
Yeah, too, for sure. We'll give you a list of our shows and
heck
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. We'll definitely get them on.
We always go to the big shows and stuff. And the reason why we started doing this Reckless stuff is because, you know, you go all these truck shows, and to get a good spot, you have to, your truck either has to be in a booth or you have to have your own booth.
Right.
And we get so bored just having our trucks at the show and not really doing anything. So Travis is like, why not? Let's just start a company.
Yeah.
You know, and we started the cleaning stuff. Do, and like, let's just get a booth and, you know, we'll stay busy all day and we can interact with everybody too. You know, not just talk about our truck. Talk about everything else.
Yeah. You know,
right. And, I like and it. Make a little money for our builds because we're reckless with our money.
Easy enough. Enough said. Enough said.
All right. All right.
So what is the farthest you've traveled from a show for a show?
For a show would probably be the OBI.
Okay.
Which was, I mean, on paper it says 16, but it took probably a little over a day and a half.
Really?
You know, because you want to stop, you know, get a hotel for the night.
Gosh. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Drink, you know.
Drink and start the next day.
As soon as we load the trucks on the trailer, it's party mode for us.
Yeah, as soon as you're ready to go. It's been a long time.
It's our vacation. So, you know.
I mean, there are so many people that do this. I mean, yes, it's all about everything else that goes on, but it's also relaxing. It's vacation. You get to meet people. We coordinate, talk to people, and, you know. BS and have a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, so. We love talking to people too and hearing their stories about their builds and stuff like that. For us, it's more fun. Like, we're not really worried about making money. Mm-hmm. You know, we just do it, you know, just to have fun and interact with people because they're people like us, you know, that build trucks and
live. It's the average person. So the average person can do it. And you can. If the number does, it's, at first it sounds crazy, but it's really not. I mean, it's the average person can do it. I mean, look at that one amount. Time to change, you know, and stuff like that. So. Well, I guess we'll get back to doing our own thing and, you know, going back to work so you can go spend reckless money tonight at the show.
Yeah.
And you probably could use a beer at this point.
Oh, yeah. I'm about empty with this one, so it's about time for another one.
All right. Yeah. So he's done. He's out here. He's going to walk out the door here any second. He's just like, he's not even going to say goodbye. He's just like, see you later. Bye, dude. I got to go.
Nah, I won't just walk out.
All right. You'll just walk out. Yeah. Not like a bad one night stand or anything like that.
No, not like that.
You don't do the walk of shame.
I don't do the walk of shame.
You know, so you don't do the walk of shame. Well, that's a whole nother story.
Oh,
that we could get it. Well, a whole nother show, I should say.
Is that the after hours show?
That's the after hours show. Oh, we do after hours. We would always tape. And then all of a sudden we'd cut off when we were on the air on the radio. And then we'd cut it off, and then we'd just keep talking.
Right.
You know, then the real deal comes out, and we're talking with people from shows, and we're like, oh, yeah, I'm glad that's over with. And then,
right. But keep it rolling, though.
Like, we always keep it rolling. You look at Austin's owner, he's like, oh, yeah, we keep it rolling.
If you got a good tech guy, you can cut stuff and put it in somewhere else where it might fit a little better, you know?
And it is, and he'll make little reels of it and stuff like that. It's hilarious. Right. We go on stuff, and we're going back and forth with everybody, and the real stuff comes out after a while. We're talking about something, about a sponsor or do whatever, and some guy's coming out, and he realizes he's being recorded, and all of a sudden he just blurts it all out. He's like, this sucks, and whatever. I don't
want
to know. But I'm like, so what's planned for the rest of the night? Just chilling out here, and then what?
Chilling out here, and then, I don't know. We got a DD, so, I mean.
Oh, man. I see that.
We're downtown Kansas City, so.
You're downtown Kansas City, and it's Saturday night.
Yeah, so I'm not going home.
And this is, and not only that, but we're here all the way from Wisconsin. We're not going home on Monday.
Right.
And this is our last, quote-unquote, work night. So
you want to come party with me? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Probably.
Yeah. All right, I'm Chan from Hangover. You know the movie Hangover, right? Chan, the Asian guy. You know, but did you die?
Yeah, but did you die?
You had a great time. Did you die?
Yeah,
you didn't die, but you had a great time.
Yeah. What was Chan from Hangover? We love the movie Hangover, and so I love that. But did you die? You know, I mean, many things, and he's sitting there. You know, and I think the first time when he came out of that trunk in the first movie. And he was buck naked. He came out of there. He just beats the hell out of him. And the guy's like, what the fuck was that? You know, and he runs off. That was the best part. That was one of the best parts. I mean, that movie's awesome. So, we're up for a little bit of stuff. You know, some of my guys because we've been having to work and get here in the morning for news channel. And but we need, I told them Saturday night, you guys can let loose and whatever. So, you know, Mason and my other guys over there renting scooters. They're going all around to town. And I said, how far did you guys go? They're like, dude, we put like 15 miles on these things. You know?
Oh, dude, we've done that in Nashville for Motor City Showdown, too.
We were just talking about Nashville,
they had those
too.
Scooters or whatever. Yeah. We got tired of just walking around, and we didn't have reckless money yet. So, once again, we were just at a show, just at one little spot, not in a booth or nothing like that, and just got bored. And I was like, and then me, Travis, and Reagan, his wife, we went downtown in my truck, picked up eight to 10 scooters, brought them back to the show, and we all started drinking and started riding around scooters all day. I think I had a bill for like $100 and some off that little blue scooter thing, whatever it is.
So you, instead of like hopping on a scooter and driving. You loaded them all in the back of the truck?
No, we loaded them all in the back of the truck and then went to the show and then got them out of the show. And we all just got on them and started riding around and drinking.
Yeah, because you're supposed to get on them and ride them from wherever you pick them up. You threw them in the back of the truck?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I had to get them and, you know, deliver them to where we were at.
How far can you take those things?
I mean, you can take them. I mean, we just loaded them up so you're not riding them.
Yeah.
So you just throw them in the bed of your truck, go where you got to go, and then pay for them.
And then you pay for them so you deliver them to the show and they pay.
Yeah, and then ride them.
That's a good move. That's a good move. Mean, you know,
why pay for
it? I came up with some pretty good shit. That's pretty good shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really good. And I still say it to this day. They would go out, close the bar, party like rocks on them, but they were all roofers, asphalters, construction guys, and whatever. They were all at work at 6:30.
Blue collar boys, man.
We never stop. You can get us to go out all night long, close the bar. Let's go get stuck in the mud somewhere. Let's go to a house party. Dude, it's 5 o'clock. We got to work an hour and a half. All right, cool. You get McDonald's or am I?
Right.
And then we go to work.
Yeah, you go to work in the same clothes you partied in, and you still got the stamp or the wristband from where you're at.
From where you're at night before. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good time. That's a good time.
Always a good time.
So I guess we will find we'll find somewhere to get a stamp tonight. I mean, we probably can't go mud in the middle of Kansas City, but we'll find something fun to do.
I mean, I might know a few mud holes, you know, up the road a little bit somewhere.
Oh, I'm in. If you can get me go mudding tonight in one of those big ass trucks tonight, like old school, like I do in Wisconsin. Yeah. Oh, that, you know, yeah. Right. Oh, I'm good. We're in for this. Yeah.
Oh yeah. He'll tell you. We do some mudding around here.
Do some mudding around here.
Midwest mud boggers.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm good. I would much rather find a field party tonight than go to one of the bars.
Yep. See, I'm from Nebraska, and that's all we had back home was field parties.
Yep. That's what we did too.
Yeah.
We're Wisconsin boys and girls up there, so it's like we only get so much of summer up there.
Right.
So we party like rock stars whenever we can every night of the week. I mean, we'll work, you know, 12, 15-hour days, you know, we're on roofs, houses, we're asphalting, whatever we're doing out there. But then somebody grabs a case of beer, go get a case of beer at 5, 6 o'clock, and we're done. And then they want to go to the bar or party or light it. You know, obviously, you got to love bonfire. Everybody loves a bonfire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the biggest bonfire you can make and light that son of a bitch up and go. I mean, that's right. What we do. I mean, I just called home today and I asked her what she's doing at the new house. And she, you know, our snow is just melting up there now. And she couldn't find the chainsaw and everything. We're going to call my brother. So she sends me a post. Jess sends me a post. And she's got this little electric saw, right? And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, well, all the snow melted. And we had like 2 feet of snow. I heard about this. So it broke some of the pines in my backyard. And she goes through, and next thing you know, she's got a bonfire going in the backyard already. I'm like, you could light everything on fire. She's like, shut up, you ain't home. I'm like,
yeah, you're not home. What are you gonna do about it?
What do you care about? I'm like, all right, fine, you know.
I'm having a bonfire.
It is, yeah. And if the four wheeler would have been there and out of shop, she'd been ripping up part of your yard.
I bet.
Sure. Yeah, we take her mud and we go around our stuff. So
right.
Well, I'll let you get back to it, Scout. And thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, no.
And we will promote more Reckless Money and let's get together tonight and spend some Reckless Money.
We should definitely get together tonight. And get reckless and spend reckless money.
All right, everybody, you heard it here. We won't get bad and get the back to work.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for being on the show, man. Get a beer.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Later. Bye.
Hey. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Have a, yeah.